You know, on nights like tonight, when we're all gathered together here to play this game and enjoy each other's company and some good storytelling and some dice, I'm reminded often of the words of one of the great poets of our age, who I believe the way she put it was, "All I want to do is have some fun." And she adds that she has a feeling she's not the only one. And I think I have that same feeling here tonight, because I know I want to have some fun, but I have a suspicion that some of you guys might also want to have some fun. Guys, your thoughts?
What gave you that idea?
I don't know. We have to pretend, at least.
I'm ready to go until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, well. See, you jumped ahead of me there, Matthew.
That's Emily Dickinson, right?
That was Emily Dickinson. Right.
She wrote it in her trip to Santa Monica, California.
That's right.
She wrote that.
One day trip from Amherst, Massachusetts. Yes, Troy.
I was going to say, do you have fun when we, like, smash your monsters?
That can be fun. That can be very fun.
Like, or do you like to win, or just you want to have a good fight? Like, I'm torn. I go back and forth myself when I'm GMing. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm fine if they smash this encounter. Other times I'm like, well, that just sucks. I didn't have any fun.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what I expect going in. Some fights, I feel like this should be a real challenge for the guys.
Yeah.
And I want to see you guys struggle, because I know it's like, oh, this is supposed to be tough. Some of them, I feel like you guys should waltz over some of these encounters too, and that can be really fun too. You guys should feel your power, like, as you grow in power. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, depends.
I haven't done much jamming, but I will say, like, for me it depends on if you get to do some of their cool powers. If you get to do their cool stuff, everything's okay. Like, but if you don't even get to touch their special attacks, that's so depressing.
Yeah, if you don't get to, it's like, oh, this is a new thing. I know there's some stuff in here that you guys may or may not get to, that may or may not happen, and I may or may not be disappointed, depending on whether you may or may not get to it.
Pathfinder.
I don't want to be too cryptic here. I don't want to hedge my bets too much, but
I have vowed, as a GM in Pathfinder, to never run another encounter with one creature against the party, no matter how powerful the creature is, because it's way too boring and awful.
It's like,
get one turnaround, they get four or five, they just eat you up before you get to do your cool powers. So the trick is two of them. And then it makes everything a lot more fun.
Two of them.
I like that. It's a little nugget of wisdom. I like it.
Yeah, that's good thinking. That's a core principle of WWF also. Back in the day.
And look how well they've done.
Right. So speaking of ganging up on one creature, you guys see in this cavern a single creature. Sitting before you. And it turns...
We act surprised.
What? Wait, what? So yeah, you guys delved back into the smuggler's tunnels, and you came into this cavern system, and you round a corner, and in this kidney-shaped chamber, you see this creature, and I think I blew it up for you earlier, but I'll do it again, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skid, I don't mean to alarm you, but I think this creature has some sort of growth on his mouth mandible thing. He might want to consult a physician.
He really should get that looked at.
I also like this. I can't tell if his right shirt strap broke and is falling, or if it's just going around his shoulder. But I like if it's like just suddenly bursted as we came into the room. Like, oh, excuse me.
This is what I'm
wardrobe
having
malfunction.
Yeah, that's a thing. From what I know about whatever this thing is, it shouldn't be wearing a shirt, torn or not. But it's my I take issue with the artist there because it just doesn't seem to make much sense to me. But
we were saying before we went live, like, I'm pretty sure I know what this is, but I don't at all remember what it does.
Yeah, you had a guess. What was your guess?
I think it's a sin spawn. I remember those little mandible-like hands at the end of its weird, like, hourglass jaw. And it was like one of the first monsters you guys encountered in Jade Regent. So to me, it's the first monster I ever GM'd. But that was probably the last time I ran a sin spawn as well, if that's what it is. But it could be a special thing that's, you know, unique to this adventure. I feel like the little jaw hands do something. Maybe a grab on a bite or something. I just remember they were a little more than flavor, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it does.
So my elder two kids are reading now, and one thing, they already love trying to read while they eat dinner. Like, they love trying to read while eating. Well, and I'll say, if you had two mandible hands, it would make reading while you eat a lot easier. You know?
A cinch.
That's true. True words are never spoken.
I'm going to get some installed in Lois and George's faces. Get some mandible hands.
I think that is something with CRISPR technology. I think that's something you may be able to get going there for your children. For all of you out there, too. Anyone expecting children in the next 5 years, look into it.
Just go to your doctor, bring a picture of a cyst bomb, and say that. Just that.
Yep.
Give me one of these. So regardless of what this creature is, I don't want to suggest for 1 second that it isn't special, based on what Troy said. And roll for initiative.
Oh, dear.
So I don't want to alarm anyone, but I will say that the initiative role in this encounter will have a huge impact over who goes in what order in this encounter.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
Foley, what did you get for initiative?
Starting off,
Ep 20. Do you realize this is the 20th episode?
I know.
Of Legacy of the Ancients? Kicking off Ep 20 with a nat 1.
I know, we just passed the dust jacket of the adventure.
Yes.
Natural 1. So that is an adjusted 3.
Ooh, that's...
For Foley. And unfortunately, much more unfortunately, Averxius.
Yes, that is a low number, we call it in Pathfinder.
I don't like it.
Rhapsody Kincaid, what did you get?
Big ol' 11.
Ooh, 11.
No.
Middle of the road?
You got.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's got a low in ish.
Thorn Skullrender.
Got a 9. Number nine.
Okay. Number nine.
Bing Kim. Oh, Northwood rolled an 8.
Jesus. Oh, I didn't think I'd be the hero.
Wow. You guys look like a statistical average bell curve. Just you four. Wow. Okay. So, surprising no one, the creature goes first.
Oh, no.
We're stuck in that tunnel, too.
Yeah, you guys are all clustered there in the entrance. So, yeah, this thing, you see it. Binky and Averxius, I think, maybe Rhapsody, the only people that can see this right now. And you see it was like hunched over. It's got this hunched back, and it turns towards you as it sees your light. And it like, oh, 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 like it lets out this sort of shriek. And its mandibles like just start vibrating and shaking, and it's spraying this yellowy saliva like all over the walls. It's going crazy, and it lopes over towards Lord Northwood with this. It's got this pole arm in its hands.
Oh, God!
And it loops over to Binky and left surface here.
I can't even reach that.
And strikes out with the pole arm, and it misses with a 7.
Ooh.
Lucky Northwood.
Okay. It is Rhapsody Kincaid's turn.
I am stuck here in this tunnel. My only option would be to tumble through a bunch of squares, so I'm going to delay until an opening presents itself.
Okay. That'll leave it up to Thorn Skullrender.
Okay. So Thorn sees this thing. And she's like, oh, Hell no, those mandibles. And she starts and she starts singing a song. She's like, listen up, boys. This is the biggest hand and the biggest heart. The night their nuptials to be. In gorgeous turtleback fairy. We're married on the fairy fine. As ogres cross the borderline. And so this is her raging song, and you get inspired rage.
Nice.
As she uses it for the first rage. Round. So that's a plus nice. 2 to strength and con, a plus 1 to will, and a minus 1 to AC.
Plus that, 2. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I can feel the rage coursing through my veins as you didn't clear that song with me. So.
No. That's and, awesome. Okay. And that is, I don't think she can move. Maybe she'll move a little bit closer to Rhapsody here, like one square closer, and that's the end of her turn.
Question, okay. Nick. You said it's a plus 2 to attack, and then what is it, a minus 1 to AC?
It is a plus 2 to strength and con, a plus 1 to will, and a minus 1 to AC.
That's so weird. Hero Lab isn't like auto doing that.
Yeah, have to make it plus 2.
Yeah, I think because I leveled up since the level. It used to be not as good, I don't think.
At first level, it's plus 2.
Okay.
At fourth level.
It's just, if for some reason, it's not like adjusting the AC, which is weird. Anyways.
Oh, well, it does it for me.
All right. Weird. Well, good thing it does it for you, Northwood, because it's your turn.
Oh, hello. You seem most unpleasant, and I do not appreciate your polearm attack. So Lord Northwood will take a 5-foot step, clearing the way for his compatriots, and then he will take a swing with the longsword, power attack, and inspired rage on. He's very offended by this guy. That is a natural 1.
Northy!
Oh, come on.
Jar Jar Binky.
How dare you?
If it were Jar Jar Binks, whatever happens now is going to benefit us all by his stupidity.
That's true.
Misa rolled a natural 1.
Okay, we got a fan from Boney. This one from James in Riverside, California. Slippery when wet.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sounds
good.
You slip on a pool of blood formed on the battlefield and impale yourself on your sword.
What?
Oh, no.
Take normal weapon damage. Oh, my God. Normal weapon damage and 1d6 bleed for 1d4 rounds.
Wow.
Reflex negates.
Okay.
Wow.
So what's the reflex save? What's the DC of the reflex save? The creature's AC?
AC.
84.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but I'm wearing what am I wearing? I'm wearing armor. I'm wearing some scale mail, and my reflex save is not especially good.
Oh, no.
Natural 18.
Yes!
19.
Okay. So that negates everything? The wound,
yeah, it looks
everything?
Like it, yeah, it just reflex negates. So you slip.
Okay.
So I would say you're probably...
Prone.
Maybe prone. No. It doesn't say you fall. It just says you slip on the battlefield and impale yourself on your sword.
For natural one.
Hey, Nick, you're not helping. Skid's your call, buddy.
I mean, I guess by the... I mean, he made the save.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah, you, as you swing, you move to plant your foot, and you actually land, your forward foot lands in a puddle of this disgusting... saliva, and you slip, but you manage to catch your balance even as your swing goes wide, so you do not fall over.
Close one.
If you had failed a reflex save, that would have been very, very bad, but instead
very bad indeed.
You might have been dead.
Yeah, it's just a missed attack. All right,
no, I wouldn't have been dead.
I'm gonna go now that Northwood has stepped and opened things up. You know, this is a conundrum here. It's like we're just entering a tunnel. I only got a few spells. I'm all excited to whip out spell strike, spell combat, but I burn one of my very few attack spells here. I don't know what else is in this tunnel. So, against my better judgment, even though I've got a perfect setup for it, I'm going to just 5 foot step and attack once.
Okay.
I got that inspired rage working, so... Oh, 20 to hit?
That is a hit.
Nice.
Dude!
Nice.
That was huge.
Dude, inspired rage is great. Oh, fucking 13 points of damage.
Dude. Oh, palpable hit from the giant bird. Wow. Okay. Good slashing hit with your energy blade. And it is Foley and Averxius' turn.
Yes.
Averxius the Red.
Foley's going to step up into the square behind Averxius, touch him, and cast Mage Armor on him.
Nice.
And then Averxius, can he attack from here, Skid? Or is this not a place he can attack
it's
from?
You're in this tunnel. It looks like it's kind of around a corner, but I think you have... I'll give him cover. I'll give him two points of cover, but yeah, you can attack.
Okay, and then Averxius, hearing this song and hating it so much, it drives him into an inspired rage. And he's actually going to draw his great axe off of his back, lift it, and then swing it down at the creature. That is a 16 to hit.
That is a hit.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Yeah. Ooh.
With the cove. I gotta just ask. With
just,
the cover?
Just made
okay,
it.
Okay, beautiful. Just made it. So that is gonna be 15 points of damage with the great axe.
Oh my lord!
You guys are crazy.
Averxius the Red, describe your kill.
What?
Oh. Yeah, as I said, lifts the great axe off of his back and then just plants it into this thing's mouth. Just its mandibles. And the half the blade is just sitting in its mouth, and it draws it out of that gross, gross saliva.
Okay.
And the thing falls to the ground.
Yeah, it slides off your blade and onto the ground, and this dark, ichorous blood seeping from its wounds. And, yeah, this thing is horrible. And you could feel, even especially, it's almost as if Thorn, when you were singing your song, your rage inspiration song, it almost seemed to reverberate off this creature. Like you could feel it almost echoed in a way, in a weird way. It was very, very strange. But it was almost like the rage that you felt was projected out was amplified back at you by this creature somehow.
Can I roll a post-com? I was going to say post-combat. Was it knowledge local? Just to see
Arcana.
That would be a knowledge planes, actually.
Oh, planes.
I've got that. 19.
Yeah, so you know that this is a sin spawn. You were right. It was a sin spawn.
Sin spawn.
It's a walk-off.
Classic sin spawn.
You don't know a lot about where they come from, but you know that they are supposedly these manifestations of human sin.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And they come in seven different varieties for each of the seven different deadly sins.
Oh.
And based on your experience, you think this is probably a wrath spawn.
Oh, cool. That's right. Oh, that's right. Right. That's so cool.
I've fought one of these before.
Yeah. It's definitely come back up. A wrath of the righteous spawn? you just pivot into wrath? Wrath Piv? Mid book one Wrath Piv?
Does it have anything on it, Skid? Like any belongings? Can we search the body?
What about that sweet pole arm?
Yes, it does have a pole arm. It is a Rancor.
Ooh,
and
nice.
It is just ordinary.
Emanating +2 magic?
There is no magic, no. There's some faint magic emanating from its body.
Hmm.
Generally, but it's totally naked. It just has this rancor, and that was it.
And the tank top.
So the tank top.
Tattered Thorn tank top.
So the Thorn, sweet tank.
It says Van Halen.
So Thorn shares what she learned or what she knows about this, and she, I can't help but think, fellas, that the more and more we learn about this town and some of the elders and such. that there's plenty of sin to go around. We may be facing much more like this down here with a sin spawn. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because what we know of what happened with the serial killer, it was like there was this energy in the air that was giving everyone bad dreams, making them lash out when they were otherwise calm people. And now we're seeing this plane type of creature who is a manifestation of wrath. Like the deeper we go, we're tapping into something. There's this like source of energy that is bringing anger to the surface.
And you guys have had the dreams you experienced too. That was the same thing. So, yep. Yeah.
All right. Should we check out that cavern it came in?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I might as well do a little search. Let's maybe it's got a little nest.
Yeah, you go through, you spend a little bit of time searching this room, and you look at just a glance, you can see that it's completely empty. There's nothing in here.
Okay.
All right, move forward.
Yeah. Okay. Jar Jar?
I don't know who you're referring to, so I'm not going to answer. Respond.
Okay, so you guys make your way up north through this cave a little bit, and you see that there is a branch. It branches off just above the mouth of this cave that you found this creature in to the east. And looking down, you see that it goes down about 30 feet just outside the sphere of your light. And it seems to exit into some finished, a chamber with finished floor and walls.
Oh,
oh man.
From what you can see from here. So, yeah, you can see the cavern you're in. The tunnel goes off out as far as you can see to the north. It continues on.
Should we check to the right here?
Yeah.
All right.
So you go into this room, and yeah, it is a 20-foot by 10-foot room.
Mm.
The original purpose of this chamber is unclear, but large mounds of rubble are strewn on its floor. The wall to the west has been torn down to reveal a tunnel leading to the west, which is what you're standing in.
Oh, interesting. And that's a door to the north?
And yeah, there's a door on the north wall.
Lord Northwood will listen at the door.
Yeah, I'm gonna get there and help because I got bird ears. Terrible. 15
for me as well.
Better than me.
You heard nothing but silence on the other side of the door.
All right, Lord Northwood will open the door.
Okay. I wonder which side was excavated. Was it excavated out into the tunnels or into this finished room?
Yeah, could this go to the glassworks maybe?
Hmm.
So you open the door and you see that there is a hallway that goes 15 feet to the north, and then it seems to turn to the west.
All right. We'll peek around the corner of the hallway.
Okay.
So Skid, I just wanted to mention that I'm going to be that Averxius is, whenever he finishes a combat, he's going to sheath his great axe.
Okay.
Just so you're aware. He always just boom, puts it back on it, clicks it back onto his back.
Excellent. So you can see that the tunnel hallway continues about 25 feet to the west, and then it seems to turn north.
So it is, and it's pitch black in here without our light.
Yeah.
Okay. So scary.
All right, Lord Northwood will inch forward and peek around the corner.
Okay. Do you have any light with you?
I'm pushing the dancing lights ahead of them.
Okay.
I can cast light on Northwood's
John.
John, that is John. Okay. His codpiece.
Okay. which part of my anatomy are you referring?
Come here, Northwood. Let it light the way.
I was really sorry we were on Zoom for that.
Gently cupped your codpiece. Come on, we're all friends here. You want a light, don't you?
It's like one way.
You look around. You peek around with your illuminated Johnson to the north. And you see that the tunnel continues up another 25 feet to the north and seems to open up into a larger room at that point. And 10 feet along the wall, there is another hallway that seems to branch off to the right, to the east.
Oh, right. Baby. Let's keep an eye out for traps here. Like,
oh, yeah.
Let me...
You want to go ahead?
Yeah, no, but I will. Excuse me. Just do a search here. Okay. 26 perception.
You detect nothing.
Okay. While I'm at it, detect magic. Any auras of any magic present?
There is a faint aura of magic over everything. Everything in here. There's this very faint residual preservative magic.
Hmm. All right. Coast looks clear, trap-wise.
All right, Lord North will step up and, checking his corners, peek around, peek down the hallway to his right, about 10 feet in.
Okay. So you poke your light source around the corner just so you can get a good...
I'm not playing this game.
All right, so you look around.
Yes, you are.
Sorry to shit on your improv, but I'm not playing any more codpiece jokes.
Oh, every party needs a pooper, and that's why we invited you.
So you can see that this corridor goes down about 40 feet, and then it seems to maybe turn to the southeast.
Oh, man.
At that point?
All right, so first things first, Lord North will step up to examine the room to the north, where you said it opens up, just so we know what's what up there.
Yeah, I hope it goes back to that other tunnel, because if not, we're going to have too many loose ends.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow, this is crazy. I did not think it was going to wrap back around to the south.
We should probably split it up. Everyone go a different way.
All right.
Yes.
You go down.
That is
the
Thorn method.
There's no time.
There wasn't.
Thorn just starts sprinting down a hallway.
She could have been dead.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. Back up.
So, before you, as this tunnel opens up, you see a red marble statue of strikingly beautiful, but at the same time monstrously enraged human woman stands in the middle of this room, her stony expression twisted in fury. The woman wears flowing robes, and her long hair is held back from her face by an intricate headdress of hooks and blades. In her left hand, she carries a large book, the face of which is inscribed with a seven-pointed star.
Oh.
Her right hand holds a glittering metal and ivory rancor.
Whoa. All right, somebody do knowledge religion. This is two rancors we've seen now.
Knowledge religion.
I know what this is now.
15.
Me, Joe.
15 knowledge religion.
Nothing about this rings a bell religiously.
Whose weapon and favorite weapon is the rancor?
What is that skit? Is it local knowledge, history, knowledge arcana?
History,
okay. I got history. Let's see. Another 15. 15 on there. 9.
No clue.
My fucking no 9 idea. Rolls.
Rhapsody, is this the source of the magic you detected?
It's everywhere. Some preservative magic. Perhaps remnants of magic from a time long past. This is the second rancor we've seen now in the past 10 minutes. Perhaps this cult or whatever we're dealing with here all worships the same deity, but it's escaping me right now. Who uses the rancor as their favorite weapon?
Did you say history? You guys could have rolled a history on this skin?
I did it 15, yeah, but you... Yeah.
I'm going to roll 2, see if I know.
Okay.
20.
No clue.
Hey, Skid...
It escapes me.
Skid, were there... Like, trying to, like, think about where we are under the city. Is there like a knowledge local we could roll to like see if we can kind of parse that out from the turns we've been in, or is it are we completely discombobulated?
That would be a dungeoneering.
Okay, which I don't have. Anyone have that?
No. Scald can't roll all knowledge untrained.
I believe you can.
Does dungeoneering count as that though? I guess. Oh, sure. So
yeah, that's not dungeoneering.
I rolled a natural 7, so probably not.
Yeah, you're not really sure.
All right, Lord North.
You know, you're probably under the town somewhere, but it would be hard to pinpoint exactly where.
Lord Northwood is going to step up to the statue to examine it.
Okay. It is a... It looks like it was carved yesterday. It is a gorgeous piece of work. This beautiful red marble with this red striation in it. And it is holding... Yeah, this rensure. Again, it is a design that you've never seen before. It is just very, very exotic and beautifully made. And yeah, it's ivory and there's the gold highlights on it. It's amazing.
Wow. The craftsmanship is incredible.
Averxius just admiring it.
Do you recognize it, Averxius?
It rings a bell deep, deep in my mind, but I cannot place it.
I'll do a perception check just in and around the statue. Yeah, Binky, bring your crotch over here. 32.
You don't detect anything other than what I've told you.
Okay. All right, just file this away. It's weird.
Is that a hall to the east?
Does a hall come off of the statue to the east? Averxius would be able to see
there,
it
from there. Yeah, you're looking to the east there. There is, like you current. See a staircase leading up.
Oh, jeez.
About 40 feet to what looks like a door at the top of the stairs.
Come on. And then to the west here, does it just connect to that tunnel or does the tunnel keep going?
Yeah, if you go, Rhapsody, if you go through that door, the opening to the west, you see that, yeah, it is a continuation of the original tunnel you were in. And it seems to end...
Thank God!
In some kind of... It's hard to tell. There's some kind of... There's an opening there, but it's hard to see.
Oh, great. All right, so we've got a door to the north past the statue, a door to the east past the
40 feet
statue,
up.
And then another hallway turning to the south, and now something weird at the end of this corridor. Looks like the tunnel ends up ahead here. We can maybe cross it off the list, but something ain't right at the end. Someone want to take a walk with me and take a closer look?
I shall accompany you, Rhapsody. Lead the way.
All right.
Thorn, come back this way.
Okay. Thorn wants to listen back to that door.
Stay away from the door.
She wants to listen. She takes a listen. 14, that is for a... Da, 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 da. Oh, I got lost on there. 20 perception at the door.
Yeah, you don't hear anything.
Okay. All right, so I follow with everybody.
I'll move 5 feet up, and now it looks like I'm about 15 feet away from the end of this hallway and do a perception. Oh, crushing 30.
Where are you going?
Down towards the end of this tunnel to see what's going on down there, Skid.
Okay, you go down to the end of the tunnel, and it ends in this kind of little 5-foot by 5-foot chamber with a perfectly round hole in its floor.
Hole in the floor.
Does it smell like poop?
Doesn't really smell like much of anything.
Is it a poopy hole?
Is the whole hole like large enough for someone to slip through?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there one of these in Jervis Stute's place too? Or that led to that lower chamber, right? Wasn't there a hole in the
Yeah, there was a similar kind of hole in the floor.
Oh,
yeah.
There's something under here too. Oh, fuck. That's the thing that they were saying. The beast is under there probably.
All right, I'll be like, Binky, hold on. And I'll grab, like, a piece of rubble, cast light on that, so off of Binky's codpiece, and drop it down the hole to see if I see a it land.
Okay, or so you drop it going into the hole. It's like clack, 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 and you see this shadows being cast out. Down below you, it looks like it's a 5 foot by 5 foot. Well, it must be a prison cell because there's a row of bars across the northern wall.
What?
And you can see the shadows spilling out into a larger room beyond.
Oh, my goodness. Did something escape from its, like, ancient prison? Fuck. What should we do? We've got four different options now. Into the hole. North door, east door, unexplored hallway.
I feel like there's...
Let us do the unexplored hallway to the southeast. We don't want something to come from behind.
That's true. All the other doors are closed. All right. Good call, Biggie.
Follow me.
Oh. So you come around the corner as it turns to the southeast, and you see that the tunnel widens here into what appears to have once been a small shrine. For to the northeast, steps lead up to a platform of gray stone. Sitting atop the platform is an ancient altar, a little more than a jagged block of black marble, with a shallow concavity on top of it. The basin seems to be filled with what appears to be filthy water.
Awesome. Any iconography?
There's lettering that I don't think you would recognize, but it's kind of like runic letters kind of carved everywhere. Like along the base of the stairs and along the sides of the altar itself.
Runic?
Runic.
Well, this ain't good. Don't touch that water.
Do we see anything to the south here, now that we're in the room?
Yeah, now that you are in the room, you look to the south, and you see that there is another little sort of passageway about 10 feet deep and a pair of double doors.
Oh, my God.
To the southeast.
So many points of entry, it seems.
Does the south completely end there at a wall, though?
Yeah, and the south, the southern edge is just, there's a wall about 25 feet to the south from where you entered.
I'll climb up onto the dais, do a detect magic, and a perception of 17.
Okay. You detect magic, again, sort of everywhere, but specifically on the altar itself, the little basin, there's magic emanating from the liquid.
Yeah.
And perception-wise, yeah, you don't really see anything. It just, yeah, as you get closer, it just really looks like dirty water.
Yeah, this is probably
being
one
from
of those...
Boston, you gotta love that dirty water.
This is probably one of those things where you drink it and you get some boon or bane, depending on what deity this is sort of for.
Well, can we do a spellcraft to find out?
I could do one, and a knowledge religion I would love to do, too.
Okay.
So, first, I'll do a spellcraft, and that is... Oh, jeez, I cannot roll tonight, an 11... And knowledge religion, natty 20. So that's a 26 knowledge religion.
Okay, so you don't recognize, you can't read any of the writing, but you get a vibe off of all of this that it is, especially given what you've learned so far, that this seems like very likely it is a shrine to Lamashtu, the mother of monsters.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna not drink it.
All right, Lord Northrop.
Foley's gonna step up there and take a look and try to do a spellcraft on the water. See if he can have some magical inspiration as to what its effects may be. Ooh, that is a 23.
Nice, Joey.
You get the sense that it is some kind of holy or unholy water, but you're not really sure what effects it might have. And it seems to be generated by the basin.
Oh, cool. So even if we flush some out, like, more would just magically come in from the basin.
So we got three sets of doors and a hole leading to a prison. I mean, we're at these doors.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we gotta open those doors. Should Averxes drink some water first?
take a sip.
I thought about it. I thought about it.
You know, it's hard not to metagame in these things. You've run so many of these. You wonder if, like, you take it and there's something in the next room. Had you drank from that fountain, you get a plus two to your AC against the thing that's sure to kill the rest of your party.
My mother always told me.
Or you take it and you're sickened. I don't know.
Drink any water you find. Always drink the water.
I think about that that scenario you ran a couple times, Joe. You've ran a bunch of times. The one where you see the pilgrim up the stairs, and if you burn your hand over the flame, you get a bonus in the final fight. I was thinking about that. Any poop.
It's insane. It's like, what player is going to be like, I'd like to put my hand over the flame until it's absolutely excruciatingly painful and I take damage.
Whatever, Paul Atreides.
Let's go, my lord.
I open the door.
Okay, you go move to open the door, and it's locked.
Oh, come on. Good thing we have thieves' tools.
Thorn has some thieves' tools.
Okay. Thorn, your moment has come.
Oh, geez. I hope I practice enough in the 24 hours since I've had this. So,
what kind of bone is that giving you?
Let's see.
Plus two. Circumstance bone on disabled device.
Circ bone. plus two.
Plus two circ bones.
Okay, so plus two on disabled device, which I don't even have in my skill sheet. So I guess just a d20 and plus two? No, or nothing. I'm not trained.
Is anyone trained on it?
I don't think you can roll disabled device untrained. I don't think. Could be wrong, but...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Binky?
I do not have it. Shall we break it down?
I think we should.
Yes. If we don't Avexis. Do it in one fell swoop, though, we'll let whatever's on the other side know we're coming.
Avexis, would you care to assist me? I believe this will be an order of strength.
Gladly.
And he'll reach back, both of his hands, back over his head behind his shoulders, and then just launch them forward over his head and just onto the door.
So
first,
he does
I'm
that.
Going to attempt. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. He does that. Avexis, whoom, launches with his newly elongated arms, throws his fists at this door, and you all hear this big boom. It's this vibration like goes through the room. But Avexis feels there is no give at all to these doors when he did that.
Wow.
It had absolutely no effect.
He pulls his hands back. The door is too well made. Cannot be breached in this way.
Perhaps a key lies in the water.
Oh.
Perhaps.
Go get it, Avexis.
He'll look at Foley. Foley will give him a nod. He'll walk up and he'll put his hand in the water.
Okay. You splash around in the water and you don't feel anything.
No key.
All right, well... We'll have to come back with a rogue.
Trying to think if there's anything else we can grab. Like the ivory rensure from the statue, do we grab that and bring it here and see if that does anything? That seems a little crazy, but...
Maybe somebody else has the key.
Can I do a perception check in the room just to see if there's a secret door or a secret compartment or some other way of releasing the lock?
Sure.
I'll do that too. 17.
18.
I got a good one. I got rolled a natural 17 for a 23.
Yeah, none of you see anything out of the ordinary, apart from everything that I've described.
Does someone drink the water and then try the door? Thorn?
No.
No?
I mean, I'm just saying I don't.
Thorn is tempted. She's crazy.
Yeah, man. Go get it, dude.
She's so metal. She's so rock and roll, man.
So
he's also parched.
Fuck.
Alright. Well, let us leave this for another day, and let us proceed to the north. Binky will lead the party back into the room with the red statue and the door there that we left closed.
Okay.
The north? Okay.
I figure we'll clear this floor and then head upstairs.
Is the ivory wren sore in this statue that we're right next to, is it removable? Or is it, like, built into the
carved? It looks like it could maybe be wrenched free of its stony grasp.
Cool.
Stairs or door? Door first?
Door. Lord Northwood will open the door.
You open the door, and you see a large chamber that was obviously once a prison, as testified by the 20 cells that line the room's perimeter.
Whoa.
A rickety wooden platform overlooks the room with two flights of stairs descending to the prison floor 10 feet below. A 5-foot-wide wooden walkway runs from the northern edge of the platform to a passageway to the east.
Oh, wow. So does that lead down to what we were looking through the hole?
Yeah.
It looks like it does, yeah.
Oh, what?
The place is huge.
A sleepy town of Sandpoint has turned out to be not so sleepy after all.
Yeah, not to mention, who gets thrown in a Lamashtu prison?
Yeah.
Lord Northam will step onto the platform.
Yeah, Averxius will follow him out, and Foley will hustle behind.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so you see this wooden platform. You see all these cells lining the walls in this odd-shaped room. And this is like a rickety wooden bridge spanning over it about 10 feet over. And then it seems to lead to another passageway to the east.
This must smell like where the overseer would watch. You want to explore the floor portion?
Yeah, we got to go by the cell with the hole in it. We got to go past there. That's something is wrong there.
Yeah.
Binky will stay on the platform for now. See what he can see. And can I do a perception check in the cells from where I can see?
Yeah, roll perception.
Presumably, this is a spot where you can see all the cells. That's why it exists. Crack die. 9.
Okay. At that moment.
Oh, no.
Sikes.
Oh, no.
A clawed hand reaches up from below the platform and slashes at Lord Northwood's ankle.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
And hits you for 4 points of damage. Everybody roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, no.
Initiative.
Oh, shitty roll.
Guys. Oh, that's better.
I'm having no luck
that's
tonight.
Better.
Fully terrible. Slash Averxius, what did you get?
17 that time.
Nice.
Much better.
Rhapsody Kincaid, what did you get?
9!
9!
Thorn, what'd you get?
7.
7?
7.
And Binky?
Binky rolled a 5.
Oh, that's Binks. What I already had.
Right, okay. So, yeah, first thing, this creature reaches up and slashes at you, like, right across this gap in between your armor and your boots. And, oh boy, that hurts. Okay, so this creature, this other sin spawn that looks just like the one that you fought in the other room, sort of clambers up. It was hanging, it looks like, below this platform, and it clambers up on top of the platform, leaving it would be an attack of opportunity, but you're flat-footed. So it gets up behind you, and it bites you. Natural 20.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No.
Northwood.
Oh, Binks. And he's by himself because we all started going downstairs.
Yeah.
He is. Okay, so let's see. That's a tough confirm. He does not confirm.
Okay. All right.
All right. That is just a hit, a regular hit.
Exploding die.
It would be exploding dice, but it's just 3 points of damage.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here it comes.
However, roll a fortitude or roll a will save. Roll a will save.
Even worse.
That's not as good for me. 16.
Oh. Okay. You're all right.
It's a good roll. That's bad. Okay. When a monster bites you, you would think, oh, fortitude against some sort of disease or poison. No, will.
Yeah.
Yes. What was in that bite?
It's the sin.
Never a good thing.
Sin.
So, and then another creature clambers up underneath the platform down further east along the wall, and it scuttles along the length of this thing towards Lord Northwood.
Oh,
it also bites at him.
They got him surrounded, and he's alone.
Oh. Were you so happy when I say I stay on the platform?
Yeah, he was the right. It was the exact right place to stand. I was so thrilled. And it bites at you and misses. Okay.
I believe I found them.
That leaves it as Foley and Averxius' turn.
Foley and Averxius.
Okay, Foley is going to take a 5-foot step back toward the doorway that we came through. Now, am I understanding this right? Is this the Sinspun that first attacked Lord Northwood? Is that on the same plane?
Yeah, the southernmost one is the first one that attacked.
And it's level with him. I was going to say on the same plane.
Yeah, now they're both on top of the... Yeah.
Okay,
both
so
on
they're
the same
both.
Plane of existence as being.
So they jumped up onto our area. Okay.
Yeah, they crawled up onto this platform. They were hanging underneath it.
Okay, Foley is going to take one shot with his crossbow. 14 to hit.
Actually, that is a hit.
Not even. It's 10. It's a 10.
That is not a hit.
Yeah, so 10 is a miss, and then Averxius also is going to take a 5-foot step back,
nice.
Covering the way between the creature and Foley, and he's 10 feet away from the sin spawn, and he's just going to smash at its skull with his bare fist.
Reach!
Okay.
And see if he can't smash it with a little... With a little reach, but he doesn't have the benefits of Inspired Rage yet, so it's just not quite as good. But Natty 17 will do just fine for 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
And he does 10 points of damage.
Ooh.
Crush!
Hammers this thing. Clearly doing a good bit of damage to it. Okay. All right. That will make it Rapsy's turn.
All right. Rapsy would love to slide into flanking here, but it would provoke, and he is not acrobatic. So I'm just going to step through Thorn Square, get next to this first one that climbed up and went after Northwood, and hope for the best.
And the one that just took a 10-point hit.
Finish it off. Yeah, I hope so. 16 to hit?
That is a hit.
16! Oh, 10 points of damage.
Ooh!
Okay. This fucking ectoplasm cuts through.
So how do you kill this thing?
Oh, man!
Nice. Sweet, dude.
Nice. Kind of slides past Thorin with a sweeping motion with the blade as he does so. Two hands and just cuts right into its side, loping off one arm and then cutting into the flesh.
Excellent.
Okay. Nice.
So that one is dead as it slides off onto the stony floor below. And it is now Thorn's turn.
We got you, Biggie.
So Thorn is going to be... she is going to actually run... She's going to go this way. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And she's going to cast Daze on this thing right next to Binky.
Ooh.
Okay.
And so that is a DC 13 will save.
Okay. Natty 19 on the save. Fine. And it is Lord Northwood's turn.
Lord Northwood whirls towards the... I feel like what happened is like the one came up from below and slashed at his leg, and he's like, ah! And then managed to put up a sword in time to block the second one from hitting him. But now, as the one falls behind him, he turns to the one that charged up on the platform and takes a swing with his... Oh, let me turn on power attack.
Take this motherfucker down!
21 to hit.
There it is.
Man, we're rolling rocks.
Come on, Binks.
9 points of damage.
Okay. Just like your friend Averxius did the round before. 9 points of damage. Still
and
up.
Then, let's see. Oh, I'm kind of stuck here, because if I take a 5-foot step, I block the way. It makes no difference. And he could get to Thorn. And if I try to jump off, I'm going to provoke an attack of opportunity. So I'll stay where I am.
Okay.
Block.
Binky,
put myself between it and the party.
Bravely, gamely putting yourself in harm's way. All right, it is round two, and the creature continues to attack you with a full attack this time.
Oh, bites. No.
For... Oh, it claws you. Sorry, claws you for misses. Claws again, misses, and bites, and misses!
Obvious. Oh, wow!
Horrible thing.
Huge.
Wow, lucky, lucky, lucky.
Huge. Right.
And it is Foley's turn.
Foley is going to reload 5 foot step to his right and try to fire again. Is that possible?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Great. So it's almost impossible to hit. Miss. Sails a crossbow bolt with a natural 2 over the thing's head, and then can Averxius step up to the right and attack from reach here?
Yeah.
Okay, so he reaches out over this, like, balcony edge out to where the, what do you call it? The little bridge makes a right turn, and over the gap, he reaches over and smashes at this thing. Oh, my God, Averxius, you are the best! That's a 22 to hit.
That is a hit.
And he does 14 points of damage. Wow. Max damage.
Wow.
So how precisely do you think... Averxius kills this thing.
Amazing.
Yeah, he just reaches out with his hand and just smashes it so hard that its entire body flies off of the thing and goes into the jail cell beyond 5 feet down and just crushes its skull against the metal bars 10 feet away.
Yo, great. So yeah, flies. It crashes through and smashes its head against these metal bars. It slumps down to the ground dead.
He really is like, he's like a monster. He's becoming like
totally
a true
is.
Monster.
Yeah. Monster.
And with that sickening crack, all is quiet.
Is everyone all right?
I'm taking a hit myself, but I, thank you. And thank you, Averxius. Thank you, Rhapsody, for coming to my aid in that time of trouble.
What did you take? How much damage did you took? 4 points of damage?
7 points of damage.
Oh, okay. 7 points of damage.
So Thorin can cast Cure Light Wounds on you. I mean, again, I don't like doing this to PCs, but I will do it here unless someone else
says. Thank you for making an exception.
I just want to go on record saying I don't like it, but I'll do it.
I'll do it.
So 1d8 plus 1 per caster level. Ooh, 6. So that's 7 points healed. There you go. Back to full.
Wow, perfection.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Thorin.
Anytime.
Much appreciated.
Sorry, my days didn't work there. I was trying to just immobilize them for you.
No, I appreciate it. It was a dicey situation there for a moment. But working together, we all prevailed. Do we think these sin spawn came from these cells, or... Do we think they came from outside?
Well, that's interesting. I never thought of that. Maybe they were imprisoned here and experimented on. Maybe someone was trying to steal their wrathful essence.
Do the cells appear to have been opened?
Looking around, they all seem to be shut.
I wonder if perhaps it's... It was the wrath of the people imprisoned here that feed these creatures, or...
I wouldn't know the first thing about them. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Rhapsody, should we check out that cell again?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, if the hole up in that cell looks like it could have been made by the claws of this creature. Or if it's
No. It looks deliberately fashioned to be that way. Like it is a finished, just a hole in the ceiling of this cell that takes up almost the whole ceiling.
That's interesting.
And do we remember what the hole did at Jervis Toot's place? Was that like the blood dripped through there at something, or?
No, it just looked down into the chamber below, where the little boy was. That's where he was forced to sit and watch what Jervis Dude did to his victims.
Okay,
can we take 20 on this room then and really give it a full search, detect magic, the whole shebang?
Sure.
It's a big room here. I don't want to miss anything, so let's take time.
Okay, so yeah, you go from cell to cell, kind of poring over this place, and almost all the cells. Well, all the cells are closed, and they appear to all be locked. And almost all of them have what looks like a human skeleton in them.
Wow.
And that's pretty much it. That's all you find.
Interesting. And if I detect magic at each thing, there's nothing emanating off of any of the skeletons.
No, just the same kind of faint preservative magic over everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, walking on the boardwalk here, it looks super rickety, but walking on it, it's incredibly sturdy.
Well, I don't mean to rush anybody, but this magical energy I have protecting Averxius here only has so much time. We might want to move faster so we could, if we come up against anything like that again, he'll be well protected. Because once it's gone, he's rather exposed.
Skid, does this room end, like at the end of this platform, the wall to the east, is that a wall or does it continue on?
No, so you go over to the east. There is a passageway that continues to the south, and it continues to the east, and it slopes down, and it ends at another chamber, 15 foot by 15 foot chamber at the far end with two doors in it.
Sure. Perception on the floor before Biggie goes running in there. 14.
Don't see anything.
Binky will lead everyone into the room.
So creepy.
You make your way into the room, and you see that this room contains several ancient relics of what appear to be torture implements, although their function and style seem strange and archaic. In one corner sits a spherical cage with spikes protruding inward from its iron bars. In another stands what appears to be a star-shaped wooden frame, its surface studded with hooks. And in the center of the room is a long table covered with leather straps and a number of cranks that seem designed to rotate and swivel.
Hmm. We're doing some work here.
Again, general perception on the room. If anything's... Oh, natural 20. So that's a 26.
Yeah, no, it looks like everything in here... Okay. You don't see anything else, but yeah, it seems that this was designed to hurt people. And this is all stuff, it's basically, it's very brittle, too. If you touch it or try to work any of the levers or anything, it looks like it's on the verge of falling apart.
So, two doors. Do you want to start opening those doors, fellas?
Yeah, you feel good about we've perceived everything in here.
I was natural 20, so I don't think of anything.
Okay.
Northwood will open the door to the south.
And you see in this room the crumbling remnants of several chairs and a long table that clutter the floor of this room. To the south stand three stone doors, each bearing a strange symbol that resembles a seven-pointed star.
We are getting in the shit.
Should we check out that other door before we start opening these seven-pointed star doors?
Yes. Smuggler's tunnel's my ass.
All right.
Thorn. Are you taking the lead or shall I?
Thorn's going to open this door right here.
All right, Thorn opens the door to the east, and there is a staircase leading up.
Another staircase leading up, okay.
And it seems to open up into a larger room at the top of the stairs. Make a perception check.
Okay. Oh, not good. A 10.
Oh, yeah, you don't hear anything.
So this could lead up to the same level as that other staircase leading up. Wow, this is...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's going down, actually. This is going down.
Oh, it's going down.
Oh, yeah.
Scratch that.
Yeah. Big difference.
All right.
Yeah, Thorn.
First, I want to open these doors with the seven-pointed star on them.
You do.
You don't want to go down first, buddy?
No. I'm very curious.
Oh shit!
Does anyone? And did we roll a knowledge religion on the symbol?
No, we did. We're doing it on the Rancer, but I don't think we rolled on the.
Let's do it. Knowledge religion. Here we come.
I can do history, but not religion.
It was down. Wasn't it down below Jervis Dude's place? Or was that just Pazuzu?
No, it was the seven pointed star too. We've seen that several times. I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah, you know It was explained to you by Broder Quink that this looks very similar in style to the Thassalonian star, the seven-pointed Sihadron star that you found beneath Jervasuit's house.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. I will open the one in the center.
Connected.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You open the door, the stone door to the south in the center. Swings open, and you see a skeleton huddled on the floor. And it seems human, but for the fact that instead of two arms, it has three.
Oh. Is it just a skeleton, or is there anything else there?
That's just a skeleton in that room.
All right. I'll open the door to the right.
Okay. You open the door to the right, and there is a similar-looking skeleton contorted. And again, it seems to be human, although it has a rib cage that seems to go down all the way to its pelvis.
That seems painful.
A pelvis with stunted leg bones strewn below its strangely flat girth.
Is there a knowledge planes we could roll or something like that to these things?
Well, it's interesting. That previous room had that table with all the instruments on it. Maybe these were like experiments. Let's put in a third arm on this one. Let's give this one a pelvis cage.
Let's make this one's leg so short it's useless.
He'll just walk around funny and we'll yell at him. Yeah, maybe some sort of like, but I don't know what they were going for here. I can see the benefits of an extra arm. I can't see the benefits of a elongated rib cage.
Usually won't take the ribs out.
Right. Just ask the lead singer of that band.
All right, I'll open the final door just to see what's going on.
Okay. The final.
Or would you like to take what's behind door number three?
Door number three.
You open the final door, and there is another skeleton lying on the floor. And this one looks completely normal, like a normal human, except for its skull. It is enormous, elongated, and misshapen. And it seems like it would be incredibly painful just to hold on a person's shoulders.
We need that guy, the Thessalonian expert guy, to come back down here.
Brodert.
Brodert,
I'm sure he'll be delighted.
Perhaps he'd make a perception check.
Ooh, 30.
As you're standing by the door to the staircase that leads down to this room.
Man. Yes.
You hear, just faintly, you hear some kind of wooden creak and an almost imperceptible human moan.
Oh, my God.
Did he
we'll see you next time.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Someone's getting it on. Right in the next room.
So much love getting made in that room.
I hear the bed creaking. Don't come a knocking.
Legacy of the Ancients is a Glass Cannon Network production of Paizo's Rise of the Rune Lords Adventure Path. Paizo Pathfinder, their respective logos, and all Paizo titles, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo Inc. and are used with permission. The Glass Cannon Network is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Inc.